Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. How's it going?
Very well. Before I get into it, just sort of shout out to Don's. Right, now.
shout out to Don's.
That was really, really quick. If you had the world's biggest tape measure and you started at the centre of the Earth and went to the highest peak on the planet, it wouldn't be Everest.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
This is the thing I love about the Mind Trench is sometimes you just start talking and I have no idea where a sentence is going.
Neither do I.
If you had a tape measure, you start at the centre of the Earth.
I think might attend to them, like the biggest tape measure in the world.
The biggest ones, yeah. It wouldn't be Mount Everest.
No.
So what would the tallest peak be?
The tallest mountain in the world is Ecuador's Mount Chimborazo, and that's because the planet isn't a perfect sphere.
Oh.
Because of centrifugal force, as like we're spinning, so the Earth bulges in the middle. You know, like if you get like a beach ball and you squash it at top and bottom.
Then you get a bulge.
Yes.
Have you been on one of those things that they have in the playgrounds, which are like just a little, it's just literally a little spinny stick and you kind of like run
and then you use
your centrifugal force to make it go faster or slower and then you want to vomit after you've got off. Yeah.
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 Those were fun.
So that's what the Earth's doing essentially.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I got you.
Now, some planets spin really, really fast, like the dwarf planet.
Wait, so that's all we've got to say about the Big Mountain, that's it?
Well, that's it. I'm going to sort of do a little bit up, but I just want to say about planets what spin.
Yeah, tell us about planets what spin.
Some spin really fast, like the dwarf planet Humei, which is just outside the orbit of Neptune. It's almost egg-shaped.
Whoa.
Because it
just
spins so fast.
That's pretty cool.
So, I'm kind of imagining an egg spinning around its pointy bit, like just zooming in space.
I imagined an egg in space.
Oh. Eggs in space. Sting right there, I claim it. Now, which actually made me think, all the globes you see, they're wrong.
Yeah, they should be blobbier.
Yeah.
This is always like...
I was just thinking about what a task it would be to get every globe.
I mean, not like not recall them in, just like this.
I think in the supermarket, when they're like, there's lead in the brown sugar, bring your brown sugar back.
Take your globes back.
Take your globes back.
Or just put like
a
wrong shape.
Big thick weld round them or something. Yeah, that is it with a mountain, really, because I've got something else to talk about.
Okay.
Wow, that was so underwhelming, wasn't it?
No, I liked it. It was great, Rob.
This will blow your mind.
Okay.
For 50 years, interplanetary probes have sent back thousands of amazing images of Mars, of the surface of Mars, right? But never a sound. No one's ever recorded there. Aha, but they have.
Oh, my goodness.
NASA's Perseverance mission has rectified that. They got hold of Rick and he designed a microphone. Now, I put that in there because I come up here yesterday and he told me about this and he said, please don't tell anybody, Rob. And on the way home, I thought, you know what? He's done such a fantastic thing for the audio community of the world.
And we better let them know.
And it's about time he got... I think they should give him a knighthood or something.
I hope he's listening and having a giggle.
Yeah, thanks. Anyway, he didn't really, but...
So who did? Did someone actually record some sound?
Yeah, someone's actually designed a microphone for Mars, right?
Wow.
In the recordings... hang on. All right. In the recordings, the sounds fall within the human audible spectrum, which is between 20 hertz and 20 kilohertz. Don't know what that means. First off, they revealed Mars's quiet. I don't know what they thought they was going to hear, like an Eno or something.
You get out there and it's just wub, wub, wub.
There's just nothing.
Big subwoofer.
There's nothing apart from the sound of wind.
It's loud.
So I was actually, when I was coming in on reading this on a train, I was wondering what sort of music do you reckon they'd hear, so if listeners want to get involved with that.
I do think Brian Eno airport music, that's what you hear at Mars.
Music from Mars. Yeah. Anyway.
Theremin stuff.
It was so quiet.
Just Zoe on Mars playing a theremin.
My little theremin. My lockdown purchase theremin.
You still play it?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Can you bring it up?
Yeah, I can actually.
Yeah, let's do it. It was so quiet.
Next fancy new band is just Zoe in the corner of the BFM studio with her theremin. Look what I can make it do, guys.
No lyrics, only sound.
Right, anyway, it was so quiet they thought the microphones weren't working.
Oh.
apart from the wind, the sound of the wind, there was nothing else. So they focused on the sounds generated by the rover. The only thing they could hear was what they'd taken there, like the rover, the shock waves produced by the impact of super cam lasers.
Oh, yeah?
On the rocks and flights made by the mission's helicopter. That's the only noises there.
I mean, that's quite...
All man-made.
That's kind of what you expect, I think, in space. I think I would be more freaked out. I'm not a scientist of space, though, so I didn't know what I was looking for. But, you know, science fiction has told me that there's not a lot going on up there.
Well, do you know what? This thought just struck me. I know they're saying if you scream in space, no one can hear you. Well, they can on Mars now because they've got microphones.
Yeah, true.
So there you go. But this what's really interesting. By studying these sounds, they were able to accurately characterise the acoustic properties of the Martian landscape, and this is where it gets interesting.
Okay.
The speed of sound is lower on Mars than Earth. It's 240 miles per second as compared to 340 miles per second here.
Wow. So that means if there was like a lightning strike on Mars, which probably wouldn't happen because I don't know what the weather is like on Mars, but if there was a lightning strike, it would take longer for you to hear the thunder.
Yes.
That's how I understand the speed of sound.
Right, but the mad thing is there's two speeds of sound on Mars, one for high-pitched sounds and one for low frequencies.
Whoa, that is cool. That is cool.
So apparently it would make it difficult for two people standing five metres apart to have a conversation. Well, the fact that Mars's atmosphere is 100 times thinner than Earth and is made up mainly of carbon dioxide would be the main reason you wouldn't have a conversation.
I was going to say, there's probably some earlier hurdles to the point.
So, yeah, that was... When I started reading this, I was thinking, oh, this is pretty... But then when you get into it, it's really, really quite interesting.
That's really interesting.
Sorry about the mountain at the beginning. Maybe I should have put more effort into that.
No, it was good. It piqued my interest. Yeah. And
oh,
then
see what you did there. Did you do that on purpose?
Nice.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
no.
it.
No, you didn't.
Let me have that one, Zoe. You've picked us a track this morning, Rob. What have you gone for
here? Stop That Train. Now, I'd like to put this out for Auckland Transport because they do that most weekends and every public holiday. Thanks for that.
Did I detect a tiny note of sarcasm?
Oh, yeah.
My baby's leaving on the first train tomorrow's on with the people leave me say, yeah. When she leave me, say, me feel so bad. So when she leave me, say, me feel so sad. No money to pay the rent. No money to buy some food. Yeah, mothers and fathers gotta find some work and lovers too. Yeah, I gotta leave to find some work in a different state to feed the kids that I will tell each and every time. So when we tell them, my baby gonna leave me tomorrow and I don't like that at all, that I will say, yeah, ain't so, baby, gotta take the train, some gotta take the plane, mothers, fathers, and lovers have to find some work in a different state, that I will say, so we all are poor and we need some more, so we get to find some work, as I will tell you, say, now the musical rock set the train, got to set to blame for ain't of a train, baby. Come back cause I'm a bigger you. Sufferation brings a whole lot of sufferation. Sufferation means you gotta run away from starvation. I can't take that no more. So baby gotta come back and stay on. Yeah. See, I don't wanna get on the rock steady train, y'all. Tell me girl. Love you the most and the coast and play the bones. Means the love without a brag and love without a boast. Baby, come back, cause I will beg you one time, y'all. Yeah. Do it, baby.
Stop that train. I wanna get on.
Baby.
My one time with Lambo Beagle, yo. First train tomorrow, leaving the beloved ones behind. I can't take that no more, so baby, gotta come back and stay on.
20 hertz is low sounds, 20,000 kilohertz is high sounds.
Oh, didn't I say that?
Oh, you might have.
I think I did.
Well, that's what the texter says. Yeah. Thank you, texter, and also Rob.
Maybe I just thought it.
IJ wants to know, hey Rob, if the Earth spun at the same speed it is now, the dinosaurs wouldn't have been able to walk. Is that true?
How would I know that? Seriously, I've forgotten about what I've talked about already.
We can have a look. We'll look it up for you, IJ. That's a very...
Is it slowing down then?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I'll
look it up.
I did an arts degree. I have no idea.
I'll text my stepdad. He's an astronomer.
That is cool.
That is quite cool.
That is so cool.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
Oh, thank you very much,